Hello and welcome to The Irishman, the daily podcast, where we watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie The Irishman, and wouldn't you know it, we talk about it. It's Thursday, April 15th. Hello, Patriots.
Oh,
it's Thursday.
God. It begins.
It begins. Yes, it begins. The awakening begins, if that's what you're talking about by it begins. Our collective awakening of the deep state, you know, pedo class, secret pedo class that rules everything, the Illuminati.
Well, on my end of things, I guess I'll just say hello, comrades, so that people don't think I'm aligned with you.
I don't. Oh, so you just went hard, like hard left communist instead?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
We could turn this into a real dirtbag left, like fucking cumtown podcast or something like that.
You're making my life really difficult.
I'm just looking for other like avenues here. I don't know how long I could keep doing this fucking Irishman
thing.
I'm
just trying to think like what other thing you could throw me right now that you know I absolutely despise.
It's already, I mean, the fact that I got you on a high concept, like irony riddled podcast is already, I think, an achievement.
Why do you think I started going to the office again?
To get away from me so you wouldn't have to do this podcast? I don't believe that for a second. It could be true, though. Anyway,
You'll never know.
You said you wanted to get through this, so should we just get to the next man?
Yep, Kennedy just died.
Kennedy just
got shot.
And I'm really keeping my fingers crossed that this is some sort of alternate history type story, and we get to keep our boy Kennedy taken from us too soon. Do you think there was a second gunman on the grassy knoll?
No.
Do you think the CIA assassinated JFK?
No.
Oh, we should just turn this into a general conspiracy podcast. Doesn't have to be QAnon. Let's do a JFK podcast. Let's start a JFK podcast right now.
Something tells me that's been done, but...
I know, but not 5 minutes at a time every day. All right. We're an hour and 29 minutes in, which I think if you just go to the Netflix version and plug in an hour and 29 minutes, we've got it. I downloaded it just so that we could not have to
keep pulling it up on the website.
So I could always have it near and dear to my heart. All right, I'm going to hit play. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. So he's...
There it is.
Oh, and there's the word. He's dead. Cronkite is on the TV talking about it.
I met him.
You met Walter Cronkite?
I have a picture with him.
What the fuck? You're just going to drop that in the middle of this podcast? All right, we're coming back to that in a second. Oh, my God. We have, like, whole episodes that we have to deal with Kennedy's death now because it's taking so long.
Did they de-age Ray Romano, too?
No. That would be insane. Okay.
I just watched that show with him, and he looked a lot older.
So we're at the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. They're saying, are you going to go to his funeral? If you were to go and were asked to speak, what would you say? What would you say at Kennedy's funeral?
Bobby Kennedy is just another lawyer now.
Oh! He would say, Bobby Kennedy is just another lawyer now. Damn.
And we're perfectly freeze-framed on this, like, real
this, like,
gotcha bitch face.
Bobby Kennedy is just another lawyer now, hunty.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what it is.
Got him. Come at me, bitch. That's what I'm saying. He's kind of like a sassy queen.
I mean, yeah, especially the frame we're on right now. He's very much like,
print that. Look at Ray Romano in the background. He's such a fun, dumb-looking guy. I love him. I met him once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How was he?
Nice.
Good. I always like to hear when someone's nice.
Yeah, he's nice. You know, he was very pleasant. Tell me about Cronkite.
Oh, he was old.
Yeah, he was one of those sort of like preternaturally old people who just sort of like came fully formed with like a bald spot and a mustache. And did he have a mustache?
He did have a mustache. I met him my freshman year of high school, we took a class trip to DC, and he, I think we were at one of the memorials, and I swear to you, although, you know, that was many, many moons ago, I think he was just there.
Are you sure you weren't at, like, the museum
and no.
you just thought you saw with, no. like, a hologram of Walter Cronkite?
No. Oh, I have a picture
Welcome
with him.
Welcome to the museum. I'm Walter Cronkite.
My mom has the picture, so.
I believe you. It's just funnier to think that you thought you saw Walter Cronkite when actually you were in some high-tech exhibit at the museum.
Although, truly, what does it say about me that as a 15-year-old, I saw this, like, 90-year-old man, and I was like, that's Walter Cronkite. I have to get a picture.
Oh, yeah, you were a huge nerd. Everyone else was like, get away from that old man, Lilith. Don't stop. Don't touch him. Do you ever go to the museum?
I did go to the museum.
I did one of those, like, you could pay to, like, stand in front of a green screen and read, like, a news story.
No, I did not do that.
You could, like, stand in front of a green screen and read a teleprompter, and they would film you and then cut you into, like, a fake news broadcast
oh,
that you
cool.
could, like, bring home and watch.
That's cute.
I think we watched it, like, once, and then it ended up just getting, like, lost in the big box of VHS tapes. But my story was about the U.S. Mint was producing all these fancy new state quarters
Ooh.
That were about to be released into the public.
It's revolutionary.
Yeah. Where are they now? Remember when people collected those things?
Did they?
Oh, yeah. They had, like, little, it was like the McDonald's, like, Monopoly thing. You could, like,
oh,
unfold a little, like, portfolio thing and, like, put all your quarters from each state on a map to collect all the new state quarters. You remember that?
No, I absolutely do not.
Huh.
It was before my time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Just 2001 things. That and 9/11. All right. should we... we only have one more min, right?
That's right.
Friday.
Oh,
you...
I was so close and I stopped myself.
You almost did it again. 2 weeks in a row. I guarantee you now every... Thursday that we say we throw to Friday and every Friday now this is going to come up guaranteed. It's just you and me in this room right now and you are bright red. You are bright red in the face.
That's true.
Will you do if I stop recording would you do it just for me? Even probably you wouldn't.
No, because you know what I would do? I would need to go away. I would need to listen to the song, and I would need to practice a little bit, and then I could come back and do it naturally.
Just for me?
For our fans.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about.
You want me to perform Friday just
if
for you?
If you won't do it, yeah, if you won't do it on the podcast, then do it just for me. All right. We'll see everyone tomorrow for the end of another week of the Irish Min. Goodbye.
Bye.